It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. The new Eye in the Sky to help police lay eyes on crime scenes even before ground units can get there. We're talking police drones here. It is the latest in the city's use of high tech to forecast, spot, and solve crimes in the Big Apple. No, they're not going to swoop down and say, put up your hands. But hypothetically, if they catch wind of a robbery or some kind of a big crime scene where an extra set of eyes perched high could help guide police, the phrase pilot crime fighting program could take on a whole new meaning, specifically the word pilot. 1010 Winds reporter Carol DiOria leading us off on this Friday.
A police drone could be coming to an emergency near you. Kaz Daughtry, the NYPD's Deputy Commissioner of Operations, says the drones will respond to select 911 emergencies in Central Park and four other police precincts. He didn't say, though, which emergencies they might be used for. Daughtry says the drones have proven themselves quite valuable, and the technology is obviously here to stay.
The NYPD has 85 drones. In 2023, our drone uses increased 419.8% compared to 2022.
The drones were used to film and monitor pro-Palestinian protests in Times Square and Bay Ridge last fall. That footage was then used as evidence in criminal cases against 158 people. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM.
Drones in the sky. We'll let you know how it goes and if they'll expand it. Probably could have used it on this next guy. Cops probably could have caught this guy before he made it to the end of the street. Police released a video today of a fake FedEx worker who threatened a guy with a knife while stealing a package up in Washington Heights. The real package delivery worker says he had just finished a drop-off near West 159th and Broadway. Some guy walks up pretending to be a colleague, all decked out in a FedEx uniform, attempted to retrieve the package. Well, they got into it, and when the real worker tried to retrieve the package, the unidentified guy displayed a sharp object and threatened to cut him. The suspect grabbed the package and took off on a bike towards Amsterdam, last seen wearing a long-sleeved shirt with a FedEx logo, gray pants, a green baseball cap, and some black sneaks. If you know anything about it, they want you to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. A congestion pricing love fest in federal court in Manhattan today. Almost everybody opposed to the controversial pricing formula lining up now to get their digs in and explaining to a Manhattan judge why it needs to be stopped even before it start in June.
The UFT's lawyers will be among those who will be before this judge here at federal court today. They are arguing mostly about environmental concerns. Here's UFT President Michael Mulgrew.
When you walk into schools that have extremely high asthma rates and you see children suffering every day, we're about to say to those children in those communities, guess what? The rich people are getting cleaner air and we're putting their pollution on top of you. It's just got to be stopped.
He says the entire plan is made to benefit most of Manhattan but hurt the outer boroughs.
And then the sad, sick irony of it all is the people who are getting more pollution are going to be the ones paying for it. They're going to be paying to be polluted. It's crazy, and I don't know why New York is not just up in arms.
The MTA has representatives here. We've reached out to them for comment. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here in Lower Manhattan.
The MTA maintains it conducted extensive environmental reviews, saying it found no significant impacts to area communities. These sound-offs are going on all day in federal court. Well, here's a new one. We've been doing stories about upcoming conventions featuring experts on how to kill rats, and a dog receiving a citation for killing more rats than anybody, and even contraceptives for rats. Well, PETA just called out Mayor Adams for his alleged rat vitriol. Jakob Shaw with PETA says rats have rights too.
We sent Mayor Eric Adams a empathy kit and one of our Rats Have Rights mugs to remind him that hating rats, hating anyone, doesn't do anything to help the situation in New York, because what we really need to do is respect rats and all animals for that matter.
Rats have rights too, he says. PETA insists the answer to the rat problem is trash containment and maybe birth control. And I would imagine it's hell trying to get a mouse to take progesterone. Anyway, the inaugural National Rat Summit will be held here in September. So it says, at least. Hey, anybody looking to buy a decommissioned Staten Island ferry boat? If you got about $155K, it's yours. Pete Davidson and his buddy bought the last one with plans of turning it into a nightclub. Well, now the Andrew J. Barbieri, that's a 310-foot ferry, which was retired last year, is now up for surplus auction. NYC DOT has been upgrading the ferry fleet to improve service and bring new amenities for riders, so they're retiring some of the older vessels. The bidding opened at $155,000 yesterday. The 3,300-ton vessel has been stripped of its propulsion and navigation systems, so no, you can't trick it out and give joyrides. And if you're lucky enough to get it, you'll have to figure out a way to tow it from its berth in St. George. Finding a parking space for it at your house might be a bit of a challenge, too. In other news on this Friday, police looking for the guy who allegedly robbed another man he met on a dating app. The 47-year-old victim says he met up with the suspect at an apartment near West Fordham and Andrews up in the Bronx. The man allegedly punched him in the face and stole his watch. And it says here his clothes and took off running. What, did he leave the guy naked and with no way to tell what time it was? Who does this? No serious injuries reported, but they're still looking for this guy. And then on Long Island, this guy's weakness for other people's things finally caught up with him. They've arrested an alleged serial burglar who police say has spent decades going into high-end homes and making off with high-end stuff. 64-year-old Vincent Dougherty, yes, 64, was collared this week and arraigned on violent burglary charges. They set bail at $1 million. The indictment says on 7 different occasions he burglarized homes all along the North Shore. Syosset, Brookville, Muttontown, taking mostly expensive handbags. So he also tried to make stops at homes in Glenhead and Old Westbury. Each incident was captured on video. He faces up to life in prison now on each burglary count. And check this out. They're calling him a discretionary persistent felony offender because he's been convicted of at least 2 felonies already. Apparently, this wasn't his first rodeo. 64 years old, though? He's too old to be out there stealing stuff, allegedly.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.